I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. And my name is Buster. from Jacksonville, Florida originally. I'm here mainly exploring a lot of different things, trying to find, you know, really a niche for me. I have had experience with the ICC. North Florida has really had an experience with the ICC. My question is, how would you go about, I mean, just from square one, how would you start something at, let's say, like the University of North Florida or something to that effect? I don't know who I should ask on this board. I mean, if you were to start at ground zero where I'm at right now, how would you start this?
We dealt with a lot of the stuff with the International Church also in St. Louis. The colleges and the campuses don't want to have anything to do with it. Even in SIUE where we work, Greater Alton, and then also whenever that was one of the first questions that was asked to us when we came over to campus over to St. Louis on our new campus was, are you part of the International Churches? Or, well, you know, they call it all different kinds of names. But the one thing that we did was we just let them know. We told them we weren't when they asked, obviously, but we also let them know that who we were. We defined really clearly what our purpose was being on campus. We're here to let students know that a life with Christ can be better, and we really stressed to them that we're here to serve the university. And whenever we talk to the administration, who's really scared of the ICOC and whatever you want to call it, we let them know we're here to serve you. We want to partner with you. We think we can help this university be better. And we, one of the things we've really tried to do with this university, and it's worked better even than over at SIU, is we're in constant communication with the administration. We talk to the people who are in charge of what was going on with us so that they know what's going on with us, so we don't let any doubt creep into their mind whatsoever. And then also, we do very visible events. We do things, they know what events are going on, and they come to our events, and they see what we're doing, and they see the things that we push and the things that we value, and they love what we do because they understand it makes the college a better university. And so it's been a huge help just serving the campus and letting them know, hey, if you need anything, we're here to serve you. We're here to serve you. We're here to serve the students. And you develop that trust with them. And the more you develop that trust, the more freedom they give you as you go along.
I think also realize there are some, the ICOC had some things that were very good in the initial, in the stages. You know, we were branded with that we were part of the ICOC. The traditional church said, you're members of the movement, and the movement said, you know, that they're not a part of us. And I always tell those guys, we were men without a movement, left us uncomfortable. But anyway, but what we decided was that when we saw that, there we go, finally. Anyway, there are things, don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, but one of the key things those guys did wrong is they were just unchristlike in their response to people who rejected them. That's the key that got them in trouble. And quite frankly, on our edge also, on our side of it, it was not just a one-sided thing. They were also, you know, you had people who were doing things. It was a push both ways, you know. There were things that should have been done differently. But just make sure you exhibit the love of Christ. Even when people reject you or they don't want to be a part of you, treat them with the incredible love of Christ, that, you know, don't be an older brother, but instead be a longing father. And I really think that's most of the time where they got into difficulty, is that the way they treated people was just unchristlike. And we get so afraid of the little things. Don't worry, love passionately, don't compromise the gospel. But when he walks away, you know, the rich young ruler walked away, Jesus led him. The rich young ruler walked away with sorrow. Jesus did too. You know, he didn't throw a stone and, you know, hit the guy in the back of the head, you know. And so I think that's a key thing, is just to make sure that you're loving and you're kind and constantly reflect both that you don't compromise truth, because then you compromise salvation. But be loving even when they reject, and serve even whenever it doesn't benefit you. And that's one of the things that we really worked hard on when we came over to the new church plant. We were on a college that is a Methodist college. And since then, the Methodist College now is funding some of the events for Cary, and there's a possibility that they'll be offering him a graduate assistantship to where he'll be teaching a class on youth ministry. He got 45 minutes in his Romans class to talk about biblical baptism and has an incredible, I mean, he's known as the person who disagrees. Recently, one of his teachers, a Methodist teacher, honestly, who's the president of the department, was talking about being proud of the Methodist Church because of the, you know, they're struggling, but there's people are still remaining Methodist, even though they disagree with homosexuality, and that's been accepted. In class, Carrie raised his hand and said, listen, I know you sound that, you say you're proud of that, Dr. House, but that seems a lot like the Corinthian church that was proud of their tolerance of the incestuous brother. And I think at some point you've got to say, this isn't, it's, Paul said, you weren't being gracious. You, this guy needs to be handed over. Later on, he went. Carrie went to the professor after class and said, listen, I wasn't trying to be obnoxious, and if I need to calm down, you know, I don't want to. And the professor said, Carrie, listen, you need to keep speaking up. Your opinions matter, and you have changed the minds of some people on significant issues. That, and it's not because he's compromised truth. It's because regardless of whether they want to accept it or not, he's loving them anyway and understanding that there's a journey that we're all on. And I think that can go a long way. Just make sure that you love people when they hug you and love them, try hard when they kick you.
We definitely got hit very early on with are you that group? Are you the cult? And I got hit with it very insidiously. We didn't know we were getting hit with it. When I came there and took the job, we would have visitors. We started outreaching. We would have visitors, and they would come around and be happy and look like they were going to be attached. And all of a sudden, they'd disappear, and I'd see them someplace, and it was like, what's going on? I mean, what did we do something wrong? Did we? And finally, I cornered one of the girls. I mean, I caught her walking across campus, and I walked up to her and said, hey, what's going on? I mean, did we do something wrong? I mean, tell me. I mean, I really want to know. And she said, well, I found out y'all were a cult. And I said, we are? Who told you that? Well, it was the Baptist ministry. It was warning kids that got caught up in our ministries that we were the International Church of Christ, that we're supposed to be kicked off campus, and that they've gone to administration, and they're going to be kicking y'all off campus. Really?
That's
so,
the same exact thing. Exact thing happened to us.
So I went to the administration and said, hey, we're not them. And had to prove to them we weren't them. I've brought the International Church of Christ website up. I had to do a lot to show them that's not who we are. We're here for a different purpose. And we have constantly been addressed with that. I recognized real quick I needed to change the name of our ministry. Because the students had associated our ministry name with the International Church. That's why we're CIA.
We used to be called Upside Down Christian Fellowship, and because of the tie of Upside Down with the movement, we had to change that. We used to call our small group Bible studies Bible Talks. We now call them Cross Chats because of the same exact problems that we had on campus and things like that. And honestly, some of the other campus ministries like BSM, they gave us a lot of trouble on campus. And one of the things, there's the same ministry that was giving us trouble over in Edwardsville is on the campus that we're on now, but the difference is that this time, as soon as I found out who they were, I befriended them. I went to them before they even found out who we were, anything about us, and I said, hey, you know, I just want to talk to you and let you know who I am, and I developed a relationship with them. I went to dinner with these guys because I knew how damaging that could be, so that relationship there kind of helped cement the fact that now they're not going to go to the administration and say those things either.
Just like Bob.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, you can always get a bright light and make them stand in the corner and repeat, we are not a cult. We are not a cult. Okay.
I want to stress one thing before you go. About 80% of what they were doing showed the rest of us that the college campuses could be opened up and got us off of our duffs. From just being holding patterns to beginning to say, well, you know, we really could reach. And in this territory that seems so wicked and so out of place, we can do something. And so I think there's a phenomenal amount that you can hold on to and that you need to hold on to and continue to share with us as we say, how do we reach these people? Just last couple of weeks, I've been in conference with some other people, and they were giving me the hints on how do they break into a community, how do they get the people to come. That was not wrong. That was not wrong. Teaching them the Bible was not wrong. The cultish stuff was. but not the other. So let's hold on to what was good that they've already shown us there and move on down the line, staying close with Christ where he should be.
Question. I saw a hand up right over here.